Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer to surrender all together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer to Surrender All, written by Alicia Searle, read by Leah Gerard. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." Matthew 16:24. I often think about what it must have been like to live in the days of Jesus. Even more, what it must have been like to encounter Jesus face to face. Witness the miracles, touch his cloak, or better yet, be one of his followers or beloved disciples. The personal relationships that Jesus built with each of his disciples is truly touching. The beautiful thing is that we get to experience it all, and we can almost hear their conversations and interactions as we read through each account in the New Testament. Jesus's teachings were not only intimate as he gathered the disciples around and shared wisdom and truth with such love and grace, they were also a direct message to us as well. Yet some of the lessons must have been difficult to hear and understand, just as we struggle to read and decipher his word today. I specifically think of the Matthew 16:24 verse. We see parallel verses in Mark and Luke, where Jesus is informing the disciples that if they wish to follow him, they must deny themselves and take up their own cross. Jesus has reminded the disciples of the price they'll pay for following him. The cost is denial of self and to bear their own cross. This is the price we must all pay when we seek to follow Jesus and fully surrender our lives to the one and only God. So what does it look like? First, we're called to deny ourselves, and that means to disown our own interests, our desires, our natural tendencies, and replace them with what God loves and honors. It's essentially a mindset shift that chooses and craves to be more like Jesus, his attitude, his mannerisms, his faithfulness. Second, we're called to take up our own cross. The cross was a bold instrument of execution in Jesus' day. It was meant for pain and torture, along with public humiliation. And as followers, we must be ready and willing to undergo suffering and shame. That's because this world will mock and ridicule and reject and torment those who claim Christ as Lord. Lastly, we're to follow him by surrendering all. Jesus is the direct access and the path to a good, righteous, and abundant life beyond this one, John 14:6. When we follow his way, truth, and life examples, we fully surrender our lives to him and seek his will and way. So we must ask ourselves, are we surrendering all to Christ to follow him? Let's pray. Oh Lord, we come to you with such grateful hearts. You are such a good and gracious Father. You provide us ways in which to live this life with the assurance of so many precious promises. You tell us you'll give us strength, rest, and care for each of our needs. We know when we place our trust in you that you will work everything out for good. Romans 8:28. So we humbly submit ourselves to you, Lord, and seek your face. We surrender our heart, mind, soul, and physical body all to you. We ask that you give us a means to seek after your heart and the plan and purpose you have for our lives. Align our desires and passion to your passions and allow us to be shaped and molded to be more and more like Jesus. Grant us strength to bear the cross and sufficient power to resist the evil ways of this world. And please forgive us where we will fail and cave under pressure while offering us the courage to fight the everyday battles. Be in our midst through every situation, showing us areas in our lives where we can improve and bring glory to your holy name. Guide us to the righteous path, where we humbly step out in faith, seeking your way, absorbing the truth found in your word, and fully surrendering our lives to you. We give it all to you, our strengths and weaknesses, our hopes and dreams, our desires for approval and acceptance. Help us to say yes to you alone, Lord. We wholeheartedly want to follow you. We love you, Lord. Amen. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a Life Audio Network podcast. If you enjoyed the episode, please subscribe to Your Daily Prayer on your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode. When you subscribe, you'll get a new episode delivered right to your device each morning. Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Feeling stressed? Let's take better care of you. I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.